We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Direct care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's accelerated 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family. Jeweler.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
$11K a day.
Okay, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now in our same-day parlay contest. Text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text FUN, F-U-N, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. I'll have you another keyword coming up at 5 o'clock, a few minutes after 5 maybe, but right now you got plenty of time. Text FUN, F-U-N, to 72881. For your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. And it was a big day. Big day of sports news. We got plenty to talk about. Major League Baseball is moving their All-Star game away from Atlanta. Jaren Jackson Jr. talked today for the first time since November. He's obviously still out with his meniscus recovery. We got the Final Four coming up. We got more Tigers transfer portal news. We got a ton to talk about. We're going to talk to Gary about that in just a second. But at Four Stories at 444, we've got, as we mentioned, all those things. We're going to talk to Jeff about those things at 5 o'clock. Plenty of Tigers, portal, Jaren Jackson Jr. Where do I begin? But we got Gary on the phone now. Gary, it's a choose-your-own-adventure day. But we'll start with the Tigers. Jordan Nesbitt, freshman, early enrollee, enters the transfer portal today. We talked about the transfer portal yesterday. Is this any different? To me, what this is it looks like it was a bad fit from the beginning here, so the situation is a little bit different than the other guys. But is this a bad look or a bad sign for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't want to spin it into a good thing. Like, I'm glad they don't have Jordan Nesbitt on the roster anymore. But, like, let's be honest. He didn't matter to the team we just watched, you know, win the NIT. Like, he'd never played. And if once they got him on campus, they realized that he's not what they thought, or it's not working well, or it's a bad fit, then, you know, there's no real harm in him leaving. Unless you thought he was going to be somebody who really mattered next season, I don't know that it matters that he's not a part of this. But, like, on a very surface level, that's now four players who were, you know, expected, at least at some point, to be on next season's team that aren't going to be on next season's team. I would imagine whenever, you know, like 24/7 Sports updates the recruiting rankings, it'll impact their class of 2021 ranking. Based on right now, Jordan Nesbitt is still considered a part of that class. Like, he's part of the equation, I believe, and obviously is no longer going to be a part of the program. So, you know, losing four players to the transfer portal isn't great, especially when you know, two of them, I think did matter. And the other one, you know, Damian Baugh, you know, I think probably never lived up to the expectations that were placed upon him entering his freshman year. Like, when I would talk to people around that program and ask, okay, of the freshman class, so this was the DJ Jeffries, you know, Boogie Ellis, Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman, Damian Baugh class, when you would ask people, like, who's going to be the one that surprises everybody? The answer every time was Damian Baugh. Like, that Steph talked about him like he had a chance to be, you know, an early entry future in a NBA draft pick. And he just never showed anything close to that.
Well, he was great in the Bahamas. That was part of the reason why I think he ended up getting so hyped, because when they went down to the Bahamas and played those games, Damian Baugh was awesome. I remember Jeff wrote a whole column about how awesome he looked in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you know, that might have been something relative to the competition. You know, who knows? But, like, he ended his sophomore year averaging, you know, 3 points and three rebounds in 20 minutes per game. So, you know, that's the way he was being talked about heading into his freshman year. But he still did play 20 minutes per game for you, so I think he matters on some level. But Jordan Nesbitt, like, you just lost somebody who played 3.7 minutes per game. And I know he enrolled midseason and, you know, after reclassifying, and it was always going to be difficult for him to carve out a role on this particular team, given that if you miss, you know, off-season workouts and preseason workouts and early games, it becomes very difficult to come in and be a meaningful part of a team. Like, you better be Sharif Cooper level talented if you want to do something like that. Jordan Nesbitt obviously isn't Sharif Cooper level talented. And if, you know, once they got him here, they recognized, you know, not only is he not going to be a part of this team in any meaningful way, I'm not sure he's going to be a part of any team in any meaningful way. Again, this is just another name. I don't think this one matters like the other three. But having four in there, you know, it's a big number. It's not the biggest number in the country, but it's a big number.
Now, I don't want to group all fans into a specific category, because I think that there are fans that handle these things very well, and there are others that do not. I have seen, though, like, DJ Jeffries' dad was on Twitter today saying, you know, essentially that he's disappointed in some of the stuff that kids that transfer away from schools have to hear. Is that just part of the nature of sports? Like, how do you break down what you should do, I guess, as a fan, or how you should feel as a fan when you have kids transfer out of your program? Is it uglier than it should be?
Well, I mean, first I'd be interested to know, like, what is Corey Jeffries, you know, referencing specifically? Because I don't really live in that world. Like, my experience with the internet is that you can find whatever you're looking for. Like, if I want to go search right now for a bunch of things that say Gary Parrish sucks, I can find them. I mean, they're out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't search for, there's a list of people whose opinions matter to me. You know, there's a list of people who I want to be thought of well by them. But I don't need, like, you know, just random people who don't really have any proper understanding for what my job is or how I'm supposed to do my job. Like, I don't need advice from those people. I have incredible insecurities about a lot of things, but I really don't when it comes to my profession. Like, I've carved out a pretty nice career for me, and so I don't really pay attention to those types of just random criticisms. And but I do know if you went looking for them, they're not hard to find. So I guess I would start by saying, like, what are people saying about DJ Jeffries? Like, I haven't really, if there's really negative, nasty stuff out there, I just haven't seen it. But it's also because, like, I'm not looking for it. I only see things that are presented to me for the most part. I don't go looking for specific things. So you might have a better grasp for this than I do. What are people banging on DJ Jeffries now and Damian Baugh now and Boogie Ellis now? Like, has it gotten nasty? Because I just haven't seen it, if it has.
Look, I'm not going to pretend like I know all the answers, but the Jeremy Hunt post on Facebook did circulate yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw that one, but it was essentially just like, if you don't want to be a part of this program, then bye. Like, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, that type of thing. I mean, I think it's fans. Fans are fanatics for a reason.
Like, I think it's
they're
a
not
mixture.
Rational.
I think it's a mixture of both, GP, that you're seeing.
Yeah, one of the questions you asked me is, like, how should fans be? And, you know, I could certainly sit here and lay it out for you, but it would be a futile exercise. Like, you know, nobody's going to take my advice in this stuff. You know, to the extent that I'm a fan, like, the thing I care more about than anything else is the New York Mets. That's the, you know, I want to watch all the games. I do get on the message boards. I follow all the beat writers. Like, I am immersed in that. I care deeply about that because I've cared about it, you know, since I was a child. And this offseason, they were pursuing Trevor Bauer, you know, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner. So I would have these moments where I'd be like, man, imagine opening day, you go to Jacob DeGrom, who won the previous two Cy Youngs, and then game two, you go Trevor Bauer, who just won the most recent Cy Young. Well, that's how you go back to a World Series. And then Trevor Bauer ultimately signed with the Dodgers. And he signed with the Dodgers after something on his website had accidentally posted for sale New York Mets Trevor Bauer merchandise. So there was some thought among Mets fans that, oh, he led us on and then ripped our hearts out. So now we hate Trevor Bauer. And I just don't understand that. Like, I'm certain it was just they were prepping for what he might do, and they knew at some point it would either be Dodgers or Mets. So they start designing Mets stuff, and they start designing Dodgers stuff. And then at some point somebody accidentally posted the Mets stuff. But I don't think it was to trick or lead on Mets fans as much as I think it was just an accident. Sometimes things get posted when they're not supposed to get posted. So I didn't care about that at all. I didn't go unfollow Trevor Bauer. I didn't tweet anything negative at him. You know, I'm looking forward to watching him pitch this season because I think he's an amazing talent. So that's my perspective as a fan. I tend to look at these people as humans, and they make decisions the same way most of us make decisions, which, you know, goes hand in hand with trying to do what you think in that moment is best for you. And so my approach to DJ Jeffries and Boogie Ellis and Damian Baugh would be the same. Like, I would rather them all still be playing for my alma mater. I want that Memphis program to be great. And, you know, losing key players from a team that got really good is not – obviously the best way to do that, but I don't wish ill on any of them. They're doing what they believe is best for them. I hope that it actually is. Reasonable people could disagree, but I hope DJ Jeffries goes wherever he goes and becomes, everything he wants to be. And the same thing for Boogie Ellis, and the same thing for Damian Baugh, and the same thing for Jordan Nesbitt, I guess, although I've never met him in my life. I don't spend a lot of time rooting against people. Like, again, I have a whole lot of flaws, but one of them is not sitting around being consumed with other people to the extent that I hope things don't go well for them. Like I'm mostly the opposite. I'm happy for people when they have success. I root for other people. And so, you know, if you put me in charge, I'd put DJ and Damian and Boogie back on the Memphis roster and take a run at being something great next season. But to the, you know, as we sit here right now, that's not what they're going to do. They're all looking for a new home, and I hope they find everything they're looking for, go get their degrees, go pursue professional opportunities someday, and you look up in 20 years, and they're all productive citizens. I root for all of them, just like I root for most people, and the fact that they decided to play basketball and go to school somewhere else doesn't seem like a good enough reason for me to change that perspective. But, like, also understand, I'm the same person who – congratulated John Calipari on getting the Kentucky job. If it were up to me, I would have loved to have had John coach the Tigers forever. That was a lot of fun. But I'll never be upset with somebody who is trying to better their life or their career. And that, you know, from my perspective, that's all John was doing when he took the Kentucky job. He was just trying to get a better job than the job that he had. And it never made sense to me for people to be mad at him about that. But certainly Memphis fans were mad, still are. And, you know, that's not unique to Memphis fans. You got Texas Tech fans right now who hate Chris Beard. Why? Because he took a better job? Like, most people take better jobs when they are offered to them in all walks of life. And so, you know, it totally makes sense to me when John Calipari leaves for Kentucky or Chris Beard leaves for Texas. But, you know, fans are – most fans, because I would also consider myself a fan, but like most fans are wired a different way. So if DJ and Boogie and Damian are getting some backlash, disappointing, but unsurprising, because this is the way these things usually go down.
Let's talk coaching news. You brought it up a little bit. So Bill Self signs a lifetime or is inked to a could-be lifetime contract. I think it's a 5-year extension, right, that renews after that as many times until he retires. And then you got a job opening at Oklahoma that Porter Moser has reportedly been linked to, and now you have a job opening at North Carolina. What's the biggest – I guess it's Carolina's opening, right? But what do you think about that Bill Self deal, too? I think those two are the big ones.
Well, I think it is – confirmation of what most of us had heard for a while, which is that Kansas is just going to ride this thing out with Bill Self no matter where it goes. Like, I had talked to somebody close to Bill very, you know, early on, like when it became clear Kansas is probably about to get hammered by the NCAA. And I was talking to this person. I said, so what do you think they do if, like, Bill gets a year-long suspension? Which is very possible, very much on the table. And this person said, you just keep Bill Self. He put it in such clear terms for me that it made sense once I thought about it this way. Because the knee-jerk reaction is Bill Self gets suspended for a year. Well, you can't have a coach who's suspended for a year, so now you got to find a new coach. Why? Why not just let, you know, one of the assistants, Curtis Townsend, doesn't matter who, coach the team for a year, and then in a year you bring Bill Self back. In other words, if the punishment came down today, like literally today, and they said Bill Self will be suspended for the entire 2021-22 season, what this person asked me was, okay, then where would you be better? How would you rather be heading into the following season? So 2022-2023, would you rather be in year two of somebody not named Bill Self, or would you rather just have Bill Self back? And I said, I think you really just had Bill Self back. He said, right. Then you just let him serve the suspension, and he stays your coach. And so Kansas doing this contract is confirmation that is absolutely their mindset as well. They can't possibly believe that they're going to get out of this unscathed, even if they are hopeful that they get out of this unscathed. In fact, there's some language in the contract that, you know, does, you know, salary reduce a little bit, like by 50% if Bill does have to serve a suspension. So they are preparing for the so-called worst, but they are going to have Bill Self as their coach. And the way the contract is structured is that it's a five-year deal, and at the end of every season, it automatically rolls over. It automatically adds that fifth year back. So right now, he's on a five-year contract. A year from today, he'll be on a five-year contract. 2 years from today, he will be on a five-year contract. 7 years from today, he will be on a five-year contract. That contract will never be less than 5 years at whatever amount of money it is. And so it is the closest thing to a, quote, lifetime contract you can get. It doesn't mean that they can't fire him someday, but when they fire him someday, if they do, they would have to pay him, you know, all of that money over 5 years. It's all guaranteed. What is interesting about the contract is that it doesn't say they can't fire him, you know, forever, but it does specifically say you cannot fire him for anything connected to the infractions case that remains ongoing. In other words, if the NCAA comes out in its hearing before the Committee on Infractions and says, we know Bill Self did A, B, C, and D, all clearly cheating, Kansas has now agreed in a contract that they will not fire him for any of those things. There is nothing that can come out about Bill Self connected to the ongoing case at Kansas that will be considered a fireable offense for cause. So again, they could fire him, I guess I should clarify, but they would have to pay him every penny. They cannot fire him for cause for anything connected to that. So it's a...
That's a bold strategy.
Yes, it's a unique deal, but it's not unprecedented. What is unprecedented is to do it in the middle of an infractions case and to do it on the eve of the Final Four. Like, there's no real rush to announce this today. It does seem like a little bit of an F you to the NCAA to, on the eve of the Final Four, have the biggest headline connected to the sport being Kansas and Bill Self are together till death do them part, and they don't care at all what the NCAA has to say about it.
And then with North Carolina, that opening, obviously there's going to be a lot of names that get tossed around at the start of these things. Is there anybody in particular that, you know, you're keeping your eye on for the North Carolina job?
Most people seem to think that, you know, they'll make a round of phone calls. You know, they'll check in with Brad Stevens. They'll check in with Billy Donovan. They might even check in with Mark Few because, you know, I've had some Indiana fans tweet me today. Are you going to call North Carolina stupid for asking Brad Stevens or asking Mark Few or asking Chris Holtman? Because you called Indiana dumb for doing it. And, you know, I'm not going to spend my day arguing with Indiana fans on Twitter, so I just ignore it, or at least I don't respond. But, like, here's the truth. The Indiana job's not even close to the North Carolina job. Indiana is a very good job. North Carolina's probably the greatest job in college basketball, you know, because of the tradition, because of the facilities, because of the league affiliation, because of the very tangible connection to Michael Jordan. Like, North Carolina is the type of job where, unless you're Mike Krzyzewski, maybe Jay Wright, you know, you probably have to listen. Like Mark Few would not listen. He wouldn't even take Indiana's phone call if they tried to call. He has no interest in that whatsoever. But I do think he would listen to North Carolina. I don't ultimately think he'd be able to pull the trigger on it, but I do think he would listen to them. And so I think they'll make those rounds of calls. And, you know, maybe they will lure in one of these ridiculously big names because, again, you know, coaching at North Carolina, you know, we could debate it, but I think I would come down on the side of that's the best job in college basketball. So they'll make those random calls, and maybe they'll be able to lure in the big guy, the big name. But I think more likely is they end up hiring somebody, quote, in the family. Roy Williams has made it clear he would prefer for it to be somebody in the family. And that has mattered to them, you know, in the past. It's how they ended up with Matt Doherty. It was why they focused, you know, after that went poorly, on Roy Williams. These are all people with North Carolina ties. And so if you look at it, people with North Carolina ties, there's obviously Hubert Davis, who is on staff with Roy, and he seems like the most likely candidate to get this job. But there's also Wes Miller at UNC Greensboro, who was on a 2005 national championship team, you know, a really good and respected, you know, young up-and-coming coach. You know, he's been a candidate for other high-major jobs already. I think Wake Forest actually came down to Steve Forbes and Wes Miller, and they ended up going with Forbes instead of Wes. But, like, Wes is he's going to coach in a major conference someday. The question right now is, will it be at his alma mater, North Carolina? And then I know it's gone terribly at Vanderbilt, but, like, Jerry Stackhouse is probably somebody I'd want to talk to as well. Like, I just because it's gone terribly at Vanderbilt doesn't mean he wouldn't absolutely kill it at North Carolina. I mean, here's the truth. At North Carolina, I'm not sure you have to be great to be great, if you know what I mean. Like, I think at Penn State, you better be special if you're going to make Penn State good at basketball. At Washington State, like, you better be Tony Bennett if you're going to make Washington State good at basketball. I think there's probably 30 guys who could be great at North Carolina, maybe 50 guys who could be great at North Carolina. Like, you don't have to make it great. You just have to not screw it up. I remember talking to Matt Doherty one time about it, and, you know, it went bad for a handful of reasons. But he was like, it was remarkable. Like, this isn't quite as true today as it was then, but he was like, if you want to say I made the wrong decisions, you could say I made the wrong decisions, but, like, it gets to a point where you're, like, picking between Raymond Felton and Chris Paul. Like, which one do you want? Like, you're just sort of picking between the great players in the country. Like, okay, which one do you want? That's obviously, you know, not something that is available to you at 99% of jobs, but it is kind of available at a place like North Carolina. So they don't have to get the perfect hire. You know, I think it's probably true that Hubert Davis, Wes Miller, Jerry Stackhouse could all do this job really, really well. They just need to find somebody, you know, on a pretty lengthy list of guys who could do this job really well. They need to get one of those guys, and they should be fine. Again, this is a job where a lot of people could win there because it is set up to win.
You mentioned Indiana fans giving you a hard time. I'm curious which fan base gives you the hardest time, and how has Beaver Fever lived up to that hype? I've been following it on Twitter. I love it, Gary. If you're not familiar with this, Gary's on his Eye on College Basketball podcast. He has had Oregon State fans really mad at him the whole tournament, and it's hilarious.
So this person named Beaver Fever on Twitter noticed. I mean, I didn't even notice. Like, here's how this stuff works. We get an email from an editor that says, "Hey, we need your second round picks, straight up and against the spread." And then I pick the games and I email them back and I just move on. I never even look at them again. But there's one Oregon State fan, Beaver Fever, noticed that, like, in one of their games, every one of us at CBS Sports picked them to lose the game and to not cover the spread. Every one of us. It was like the logos are there. And whoever they were playing, it was the opposite logo. Like, Oregon State nowhere to be found. And then, of course, Oregon State wins the game, covers the spread. So Beaver Fever was fired up. Like, he takes a screen grab of it, puts it on Twitter. So then I just decided I'm picking against Oregon State every game going forward. Like, I don't care who they're playing. I don't care when it is. I don't care what the point spread is. I'm picking the other team to win and the other team to cover. It's just to get because I don't care. Like, I'm probably going to be wrong anyway. Like, predicting games is not a skill that I need to possess to do my job well. But it is something we are asked to do in the context of the job. But I don't pretend that I'm good at it. Like, I could think about it for an hour, think about it for 1 minute. You know, it's going to go one direction or the other. So I was like, I'll just pick against Oregon State every game to lose and to not cover the spread. So Beaver Fever was fired up. But the truth is, there weren't a lot of Oregon State fans. You know, they didn't have strength in numbers. Indiana fans are wild, though. There's a lot of them. And, like, they're still tweeting me every day. You know, like, Trace Jackson Davis announced he's coming back to Indiana. Suddenly my mentions are like, what do you think about this? I'm like, I don't really think about it at all. I don't care. Like, you care about me more than I care about what you want me to care about. You know, I never said that you shouldn't have fired Archie Miller. Like, that's what they get mad about. Like, oh, you know, Parrish and Archie are buddies. I'm not buddies with Archie Miller. Like, I've never been to Archie Miller's house. I mean, I've known Archie for a long time, but we're not buddies. And I never said you shouldn't fire him. I just wrote a column after three of their top four players went into the transfer portal. And by the way, they're still in the transfer portal. It's great that they got their best player back, but three of the top four are still in the transfer portal. And I just sort of wondered in the column, like, are we sure they didn't just spend $10 million to blow up their program and in a way that will ultimately be a net negative? Because, like, Indiana was bad this season, like in terms of wins and losses, but it was still a top 50 KenPom team. Like, they weren't awful. They just didn't have a good record. And I know those things might sound a little like they don't go together, but it's actually an accurate way to portray them. They were a top 50 KenPom team in a ridiculous league that didn't win enough. And then they paid $10 million to fire Archie Miller, congrats, but also while doing that, blow up their entire team. Like, three of the top four players just said, all right, we're gone. And I think six in total, maybe five, were gone. So then you hire Mike Woodson, and he might do great. I mean, I don't question him as a coach. You know, he's been an NBA coach. I know Mike can coach, but, like, you just set yourself back probably 2 years to get back where Archie already had you. Like, are we sure this was a smart way to spend $10 million? And which seems like a totally sensible question to me. And they were just like, yes, it's a great way to spend $10 million because we got rid of Archie Miller. Like, their opinion is that Archie had not done the job well, therefore Archie could not do the job. I'm not sure that that's true. Like, Archie had not done the job well, I agree. Doesn't mean he couldn't do the job. Like, Shaka Smart had a breakthrough season in year six at Texas, and he still bounced out of there for reasons we've discussed before. But, like, Shaka, despite how it ended the season, showed in year six he could do the job at Texas. He had a top 15 team most of the season, a team that got a three seed in the NCAA tournament. So just because Archie wasn't doing well doesn't mean that he couldn't do well. And he had a team coming back next season that could have very easily taken the jump from top 50 to top 20. And you just blow that up over $10 million. So I just wondered, like, are we sure this is smart? And they've been fired up ever since. So, listen, they love their school. They have a weird fixation on the past. Like, they don't understand that, you know, Bob Knight's not their coach anymore. So the idea that Indiana, like, they still think Indiana's the best job in the country. And there's not a coach on the planet who would agree with them. Like, in fact, there are coaches who would be candidates for the Indiana job under normal circumstances who would just tell you off the record, there is no way I would take that job. Like, they hate every coach they get since Bob Knight. Every coach they get. Tom Crean won two outright Big Ten titles. They hated him the entire time. Like, who needs that stress in their life? So it's not the greatest job in the country anymore, but they still think that it is. And their reaction to anybody who questions that is always pretty intense. So I'm sure they mean well, but boy, there's a lot of them out there. They certainly overwhelm the Beaver Fevers of the world.
All right, Gary, you've got some coaching news to get to. Porter Moser to Oklahoma. I'll let you get to that.
Yeah, that had been expected in the past couple of days. You started to wonder whether Porter was going to get squeezed out, like if there just wasn't going to be a job for him. Because I know he was ready to go. Like, you know, he had done basically everything you're going to be able to do at Loyola Chicago at that NBC school. And now it was just like, okay, I got to get one of these jobs. And then the one he wanted was Marquette. And then, of course, Shaka goes there. Indiana, I'm sure he would have taken it, but, like, you know, they went with Mike Woodson. They wanted to keep it in the Indiana family. So these jobs were closing, and Porter was still looking around. But when Lon Kruger announced his retirement, you know, Grant McCaslin got tossed out there. Paul Mills got tossed out there. North Texas and Oral Roberts, both of them were in the NCAA tournament. But Porter was the biggest name connected to that. So not surprising that this got done. And good for him. His coaching career has been unusual in the sense that, you know, he got fired very early in his career as a head coach. And this is a profession that is pretty unforgiving. When you get fired, you rarely are able to get a job comparable to the job that you lost in that moment. And yet here's Porter Moser all these years later getting a better job than any job he's ever had by a significant margin, getting a Big 12 job. So it's a pretty neat story. And he's, you know, I don't know him well, but what I do know of him is that he seems to be one of the good guys. So good for him.
Last thing before I let you go, who's playing in the championship on Monday?
Gonzaga and Baylor, although it could easily be Gonzaga and Houston. I mean, I actually see no way it's not Gonzaga. Like, we were just recording the Island College Basketball Podcast, Matt Norlander and I, and it's like, just try to sell me on how UCLA wins the game. And
they slow it down so slow that they can keep it close. No, they're not going to.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Like, you can't slow Gonzaga down. Virginia couldn't do it. If Virginia plays at the slowest tempo every year and they are the best by a wide margin at making you play at their tempo. You can never speed them up. And like, Gonzaga just ran them completely off the court. Like, if Virginia can't slow them down, UCLA can't, I don't think. And, like, the things UCLA took advantage of to upset Alabama and to upset Michigan are just things that don't really exist to take advantage of with Gonzaga. Like, against Alabama, the game plan was pretty obvious. You know, they were going to limit three-point opportunities and then contest in a way that, you know, hopefully Alabama didn't shoot as many as it likes and didn't make many as well. And so Alabama wants to shoot 35. They only shot 28. They want to make, you know, 40% of them. They only made 25% of them. That's how they upset Alabama. With Michigan, you know, Michigan missed like seven of their final eight layups in the final minutes of that game. And it still, you know, was a very, very close game. So they needed Michigan to start missing layups to have a chance to win that game. Well, Gonzaga doesn't miss layups. Gonzaga shoots 64% inside the arc from two-point range. They're literally the best at this thing Michigan just struggled with to allow UCLA to win. And you can't really run them up the three-point line because they're not reliant on the three-point line. They don't need it to beat you. This Gonzaga team, it's not unbeatable, but I'm almost at the point where, and I might already be at the point, I'll be surprised if they get tested in this NCAA tournament. Like, we really might watch Gonzaga win Saturday by 25 and by, you know, 15 on Monday night, regardless of opponent. I just think that they are, you know, a different level than everybody else. And there's a lot of computer stuff that backs that up. You know, I hope fans appreciate it and enjoy it, because you are watching. When you turn on, you know, CBS tomorrow night and you watch Gonzaga, you are watching an all-time great college basketball team. Like, I don't mean just the best team in the country, like one of the best teams we've seen in modern history.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, brother. I'll see you. Bye.
When we come back, we'll talk about Jaren Jackson Jr., who spoke to the media today for the first time since November. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
James had a home in Shelby County that he wanted to sell, but I don't even think he realized how fast this was going to happen once he hired Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work. Amazing marketing strategy. And James had a buyer within 24 hours who paid $15,000 above the asking price. Imagine what you could do with an extra $15,000. Listen, anybody can sell your home in this market, but only Josh Hysaw can get you the most. And James' story is just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh. Let your story be the next one. If you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, then Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're ever unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. His number is 901-461-8147. 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you haven't seen Mitsubishi lately, then you haven't seen Mitsubishi. Introducing the stunningly innovative new 2022 Eclipse Cross. With a sleek exterior and smart interior, the Eclipse Cross has a bold and sporty look with the roominess and utility of an SUV. All powered by Mitsubishi's exclusive super all-wheel control system. Take one out for just $299 a month at Gossett Mitsubishi. It's high style without the high price. Don't run with the pack. Set your own course, because you know where you're going. Now get there in the new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. Backed by an extensive 10-year powertrain limited warranty. Get style, get safety, and get performance for only $299 a month. Take one out today, only at Gossett Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi, drive your ambition.
Based on VIN number NZ005035, MSRP 27625. Sale price $25,125 after 1,000 rebate, 500 military rebate, 1,000 loyalty rebate, or $299 per month for 75 months at 2.64% with $4,500 down. Includes all rebates and incentives. Preparation fee $695. Excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit, dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of month. Dealer stock only.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the tournament action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet, and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code WMFS to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, W-R-I-G-H-T-1-0-0, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Grizzlies or the Timberwolves, and if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of the bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, W-R-I-G-H-T-1-0-0, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Timberwolves to hit a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Pull up to churches today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Churches, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 3030.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
All right, welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Drew Hill in studio today for GP. Want to let you guys know that radio.com is now Odyssey. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app today and be sure to favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
Grizzlies play a big game tonight, Bennett, against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I say big game. I guess it's only a big game because it's a very good opportunity to get a win.
Right. It's a big game in the sense that, like, their schedule is about to get insane.
Yeah, you like, kind of need.
We got a 7-game road trip coming up. We gotta get these home wins here. Yeah,
they are a 6-point favorite at home. Chris Harrington going to be covering the game for the Daily Memphian tonight. I've got the night off, which is kind of nice. Chris, every once in a while, gets the itch to go do a game. So he texted me yesterday and was like, "Hey, man, why don't I take the game?" I said, "Friday night off. I'll take a Friday night off."
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I'm sure I'm still going to be following along, but Chris will have the coverage for us. Like I said, 6-point favorites feels kind of big just because you kind of you need a win in this spot. D'Angelo Russell is out for
That's
the Timberwolves,
big.
So they're missing one of their best players. Justice Winslow is still out for the Grizzlies. Jaren
Jackson.
You
know about Grayson yet? Any word
on
him?
He's day to day.
So he probably won't. Quite,
I mean, we'll see.
But might not have Grayson tonight.
Yeah, he's a maybe. So, yeah, but Grizzlies got a good chance to definitely get a win in this one. And the Timberwolves play awful defense.
Yeah.
Really terrible defense.
You do have the potential of Anthony Edwards just going supernova and scoring 40 points, which got to be careful there.
Yeah, you got to be careful there.
He's been on a roll lately.
I think I called last time. I said a big Brandon Clark game. I'm like using my brain power right now.
I like it.
Big John Morant game tonight.
Okay, good.
Massive John Morant game tonight.
We got the pregame.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, we got the pregame 6:30 with Jessica Benson, followed by the 7 o'clock tip-off, Grizzlies versus Timberwolves with Eric Hasseltine on the call tonight on 92.9 or on the Audacity app. Odyssey app, I'm sorry.
Odyssey. It's going to take a little bit to get used to the changes.
Yeah, right. Getting used to the new lingo.
Anyway, Jaren Jackson Jr. did talk to the media today. We will talk about him when we come back and do four stories. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning, and only four teams remain in this year's college basketball tournament. Did your bracket get completely busted? You ready for a redo? Well, it's time to press the reset button on the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. Sign up today by texting brackets to 72881 and fill out a brand new four-team bracket for a shot at $5,000. You can totally forget those first few rounds and start fresh because this is a completely new game. A fresh $5,000 up for grabs with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. Sign up now by texting brackets to 72881. That's brackets to 72881.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
There's always that one team that ruined your bracket. That's why this year I'm betting the tournament on FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. New users get up to $1,000 in site credit back if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel has odds on all the action with games day and night, an easy-to-use app, and always on promotions. Your next chance to win with FanDuel is only minutes away. And FanDuel also wants to make you a millionaire. They're giving away $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tournament. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code Gary when you sign up. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner with Radio.com and this station. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for the $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
It's grilling season, and you got the best beef brisket money can buy. Dry rub to perfection, slow smoked for 8 hours, and you dared to face that perfect smoky hickory wood flavor with subpar wood cooking pellets? Introducing Kingsford 100% hardwood pellets. No fillers or binders. Just 100% hardwood for 100% flavor. Learn more at kingsford.com.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 444.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
As we teased in the last segment, Jaren Jackson Jr. did speak to the media today, which is a pretty big deal. The last time he talked to the media was in November for the early voting part
That's
of
right.
the election. So it's been a while since we've heard from him. He got asked a lot of like tough questions in addition to just like questions about himself and his mental state and all that. Chris Harrington, our guy, right out the gate comes with you said your timeline was going to surprise people. What happened? It didn't surprise anyone. Jaren kind of danced around it and just, you know, stuck with his I'm going to play by the end of the month timeline. And this was, you know, I've been hitting all my marks and I'm happy with the way the whole process has gone. So, I mean, we didn't really get a ton of stuff that's like groundbreaking when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr. in the situation. We had known for a while that they went for repair versus, you know, just trying to shave it down and like playing without a meniscus just because they felt like the long-term results would end up be better. You know, he mentioned that. He was happy that they chose to go that way. But most of all, my favorite thing that Jaren Jackson Jr. said is that he misses us, the media in general, because he didn't have to talk. It is NBA policy that if a player is injured, like, they just don't have to speak to the media. So there was no reason at all Jaren would have to talk to us. And I got a text from the Grizzlies people that said, hey, FYI, like, you know, Jaren wants to talk today, so he's going to talk. So Chris also, shout out to Chris asking the really tough question, says, why are you talking to us? What's the difference now? And he kind of acknowledged it's getting to the point where he's gearing up to give this thing a try. I asked a specific game he might be targeting. He wasn't willing to go that in detail. But it did have the feel of a guy that's getting ready to be back on the floor. Especially because he was talking in past tense for a lot of it, too. Like, when he was talking about the process and the whole thing. it was good. It was good to hear his voice, and it was really awesome to hear him just say, I miss, you know, just joking around with you guys, cracking jokes in the locker room after the game and, you know, having awkward conversation in the whole piece. And that was really nice because that's what I miss too. I'm glad that I'm not the only one that feels that way. I mentioned it I talked about it with Jeff yesterday on the radio, which is just the challenges of Zoom and versus covering the team when we get to be around the players. It's like a totally different world, and it's better for everybody when we can have those sort of interactions because it just helps fans get closer to their team. And it's nice. Up until today, I had not really heard a player acknowledge that because in many ways for the players, it's been a lot easier for them to just sit in front of a camera. And so I know everybody just wants to know, and like this is it's a little inside baseball, and like who cares? You're the beat writer, we're the fan that watches the guys on TV every night. We just want to know when he's on the floor. Like, I get it, but it's also great to hear the guys want to have a return to normal outside of that. And to me, that was what struck me the most. Not so much anything else, because it's what we've been hearing from the beginning, other than, you know, it was kind of an acknowledgement of this is taking a little bit longer than we originally thought. But he'll be back by the end of the month. He's ready to go. He says he's been working on his nutrition and his shooting during the break from game time. So we'll see how it goes when he comes back. I don't expect him to be super great right away. I think it'll be a little bit of a rust situation like you had with Justice.
I'm trying to remember when Justice talked to the media for the first time before he
came back.
That
was on February 1st.
And he came back when?
Like a little bit over a week and a half after that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same situation.
Yeah, probably not, but like, be cool if we saw him, you know, in like a week as opposed to like 2 to 3 weeks. But yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be tough on Jaren.
Who goes to the bench? Kyle?
No.
You got to have Kyle has become a proven shooter on this team. I don't know if it's at the level of Grayson or even a Desmond Bane. But who do you think is going to the bench?
I'm looking at the roster right now.
I figured that Kyle would go to the bench, and it would be Jonas, Jaren, Dylan, one of the shooters, and Ja.
Oh, you're talking about in the starting lineup?
Right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about out of the rotation.
No. Who's going to the bench from the starting lineup?
Grayson or Bane.
Man, but then you're relying on Dylan and Kyle to be your best 3-point shooters.
No, you're relying on Jaren and Dylan.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
They become your four spacers at that point.
You make a good point.
I think we're gonna have Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, and we'll see if Jaren starts his first game back. I don't know if that's a guarantee.
Right.
The more interesting question is who the hell goes out of the 10-man rotation? Because you've already struggled to get it to what it is now. Is it Justice? Justice is not – like, he's been a good defensive player. But at this point, how do you take DeAnthony Melton out?
I was going to say. You cannot do it, and the fans will not be happy with that. I'm just, you know.
With Justice, if he
– No, with if DeAnthony is the odd man out.
DeAnthony cannot be the odd man out in this situation. I don't think he can be. He's just been too productive. Dylan's obviously not going to be the odd man out. Brandon's not going to be the odd man out.
I don't think it's going to be Desmond either because, you know, he's part of their future, right?
Well, we thought that about Xavier Tillman, and they didn't have any problem moving him out.
Yeah, but Desmond was a higher draft pick.
Desmond's a little bit different of a situation. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be I honestly, to try and guess is super difficult, but if it's me, and I hate, like, this, it stinks saying this, but I think that Justice makes the most sense of all those players.
He's the one giving
based
you
on what you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's and the he, one giving you the hurt. Least. I mean, it's just the truth.
Yeah. So, and that just stinks because
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. And like everybody is hoping that Justice is good. Like, it's not a result of Justice
right
playing terrible. It's just that he hasn't been, like, he's been on and off the court all season long. Well, not on, he's been off the court most of the season, and then on and off the court since he came back. Whether it be rest on back-to-backs or now this thigh injury, he's missing his third or fourth game in a row now. Mm-hmm. So, it's difficult. But I'm excited to see Jaren back. He has a really tough task, and it's going to be hard to find a way to mix him in. And he's also going to join the team at a time where they really need to win games. Because as Jeff and I talked about yesterday, they're getting ready to lose a lot of games in a really tough stretch where they're going to go on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. We predict that they probably will, but just because it's such a tough schedule. But on that back end, once you get through these next 15 games or so, you got a lot of games where you're going to be favored if you're the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. And if that's when Jaren rejoins the team, you want him to be good enough to where it doesn't hold you back at all. That's going to be a difficult task for the Grizzlies to try and navigate how to work him back, get him to his best form, and find a way to get in the play-in and find the best scenario. I actually talked to Tyus Jones. I asked Tyus Jones about that today, about 7-8 versus 7-8 or 9-10, and he was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we learned our lesson last year. You definitely want to be the team that has the advantage. Right. So they're going to shoot for that 8 spot. That's the key there.
Story number 2.
Jordan Nesbitt, as we mentioned, has entered the transfer portal for the Memphis Tigers. He was an early enrollee, didn't play very much. I asked Gary about it to open the show, and I think he sort